today's No Sweat News is here for you now. It is available as a podcast. If you miss it any of the other days this week and you want to get ready for the Smith & Myers Shinedown acoustic tickets for Friday's No Sweat News quiz, then you can over at WRAT.com.
And this that is a show you don't miss.
Smith & Myers of Shinedown show happening right around the corner. I mean, what is it? It's going to be like next week.
It's
right
on the way. The Holy only Moses. Two in the country are right here in your backyard.
Fantastic.
All right, Dateline Canada. It's nice to see that Canada's getting in on today's No Sweat News. A lady and her two gentlemen friends stole a car on Friday, but as they drove down the 401, that's the transcontinental highway crosses Canada, they had to pull over to the side of the road because they noticed they were running out of gas. Oh, why did they pick that particular time to pull over to the side of the road? Because they noticed there was a police car in a speed trap, and they figured he could help them get some gas.
Okay. That's the right person to ask when you run out of gas in a stolen car.
So they pull over to the side of the road. They pull in front of the police car, and the young lady leaves the two guys in the car, goes up to the police car and says, "Excuse me, sir, knock, 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 knock. We're about to run out of gas. Can you help us?"
Okay, not the brightest bulbs in the box, but still want to know what happens.
Everybody got arrested is what happens, because the policeman noticed that the two men were hiding in the back seat of the car, and he ran the plates, searched it, and found the, 85 grams of cocaine they were. Oh, and the kilo of methamphetamine
Wow.
So note to self, when transporting cocaine and methamphetamine, fill up before leaving.
Yeah, and definitely get a AAA card.
Yeah.
I mean, there are basic things you have to do.
AAA card.
Yeah.
All right. Dateline Florida for story number two. Jesse Pack knew that he had a warrant out for his arrest, but he had a plan. He wrote a note to the police officers at the place of his residence, the place that he shared with his girlfriend, and the note was written on a giant mattress in orange magic marker that they leaned up against the front of the house, Florida as it is.
Well, classy, you know, it's a
what
good
was
look.
Written on the mattress?
That's actually an improvement to the house.
The note said, I know my warrant is active. I'm not here. I'm finishing a job, after which I will turn myself in.
Oh, that's sweet.
Police didn't really buy it. Searched the house. Guess who they found inside?
The guy who's they had a warrant for their
that would be him
arrest. Okay, mm-hmm.
So we're two for two there. I don't know about this third one. Perhaps you'd like to try this. Dateline Facebook for story number three. There is a new craze bubbling up on Facebook. It's a health craze here for the new year.
That's what I want to hear.
Where people are drinking their own urine because of its health benefits.
Oh, my gosh.
The group is called Facebook Urine Therapy.
Ugh.
And people on Facebook are drinking their own pee because it can cure diseases, heal your entire body, and give you more energy.
That's absolutely disgusting. You're not supposed to drink your urine. You're supposed to do it onto a towel and then put that towel on your face in case you have acne, like I did when I was 17. But to drink it is absolutely disgusting.
Slow down. What?
Did he just say he peed on himself to get rid of his pimples?
I thought I said it quickly enough that we could just proceed with the story. I didn't think that...
on a towel?
The wives' tale was, if you urinate on a towel and then you pat your face, if you had pimples, which I did when I was 17, it would clear it up. It was better than clear cell. So I did that for about 2 to 3 weeks.
Really?
70% of my pimples went away.
Cleared up the zits.
Anytime I get an outbreak, I do it to this day. Anyway,
that explains a couple of things, including the smell last Thursday morning.
That's fine. That's fine.
I thought that was the baby batter that got rid of the pimples.
The baby batter?
Wasn't that what it was?
No,
urine.
Urine therapy.
Urine that gets rid of... I mean, he doesn't have a zit on his face.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So, I mean, can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about drinking it, though.
These people are drinking their urine.
I mean, that is over the line. What I did is acceptable.
Facebook.com/urine therapy is here for you now. Now, there is no science backing this up. In fact... medicine actually says that drinking your own pee is bad for your own kidneys.
Yeah.
So we'll put that out there. But the 4,000 people that are part of this new craze of urine therapy would like to disagree.
I saw somebody drink their own pee, but it was on television. It was Survivor Man who was stuck out in the woods and was dehydrated for like 23 hours.
The guy who had his arms stuck in the rock.
Yeah.
Remember him? Or his leg?
He had to cut it off?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy drank his own pee?
He drank his own pee. Oh.
To stay hydrated?
Yeah, I mean, I sampled that once or twice, but I mean, the really thing was I didn't stay with that. I just used it to pat myself on the
face. Amsterdam, you can pay extra and get that that deal done, but that's a whole different thing in the RDL. Right.
Then book me give me a one class trip to Amsterdam if that's the case.
Rather a no class trip.
No class trip.
Urine therapy coming to a Facebook page near you.
I like it.
What do they do with the number two, though?
I don't even want to know.
You ever see Apocalypse Now? It's pretty much the same thing. Martin Sheen at the end.
If you rub your number two on your joints, it really helps loosen them up.
Helps my eczema.
Got that glucosamine thing going on for it.
Sometimes when my ankle's acting up, I puke on it. Might as well hit all the bodily functions as cures at this point.
Dave, my suggestion to you is to wash your face.
Oh.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.